The Marine Corps has settled a complaint with a high-profile whistleblower. Marine Corps civilian scientist Franz Gehl had raised concerns about delays in sending the blast-resistant trucks, known as MRAPs, to Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, after a seven-year battle, the service pledges to create a better environment for whistleblowers. Tom Devine is the legal director for the Government Accountability Project, and he represents Franz Gehl. He joins us now with details on the case. Tom, good morning.
Morning. Howdy.
All right. So tell us about what his job was and what he did to incur the wrath of the Marine Corps.
Well, Mr. Gehl was the Marine Corps science advisor, and basically what he did was carry out a mission from the top field general in Iraq, where he was working at the time. The top general for the Marines said, "You got to get some help against these landmines because my boys are getting slaughtered." There was 60% of the casualties during the relevant time frame came from landmines, 80% of the fatalities, and it was because they were driving on vehicles that weren't adequately designed to deal with that threat. And it was frustrating because we'd already bought, paid for, inspected, had sitting in the warehouse these MRAPs that were very, very effective against landmines. They were just gathering dust back in the States.
And so this was after then-Secretary Bob Gates had raised a ruckus and got a contract through very quickly, and those trucks were built, I think, by Oshkosh Corporation. So this was after they were built, but they just weren't deployed, in other words.
Mr. Gates kind of followed on the pioneer disclosures by Mr. Gehl and the demands by the field general in Iraq that we've got to get these things over here. And he said, go back to D.C. and if you have to, knock some heads, and you're going to take a lot of heat for this, but you got to get those MRAPs over here. And Mr. Gehl, basically, he wasn't trying to be a whistleblower. He was a man on a mission to free up the resources we needed to protect our troops. And he came back. He tried to brief General Petraeus on it. The briefing was canceled. Mr. Gehl was reprimanded. He went to Congress, and he was suspended then. A seven-year kind of marathon struggle began.
Well, why, if he wasn't really a whistleblower, just was going to expedite, what do you think got the hackles of somebody up there that at the level of Petraeus?
Unfortunately, it was unavoidable that he was going to be blowing the whistle in order to expedite, because it was inexcusable that these MRAPs had been kept in the warehouse for a year and a half. Something had gone horribly wrong within the Marines' procurement system, and in order to free the MRAPs, there was no way to avoid dealing with the problem and the cause of what the heck had gone wrong here.
So it involved maybe Transportation Command and Defense Logistics Agency, possibly some very powerful forces?
Basically the procurement bureaucracy down in Quantico, Virginia.
Okay, so you say he lost his job, or did he?
Well, this early suspension of 2 weeks was just the beginning. He was given hopeless performance chores, such as doing 230 assignments over a six-week period and then getting failing marks for turning in the 230th a day late, faced unrestrained personal abuse on the job. He was ordered to take psychiatric fitness for duty examinations. He was put under multiple criminal investigations that couldn't withstand any scrutiny. He was put on administrative leave with pay. Then his security clearance was suspended. He was put on administrative leave without pay. It was a persistent, relentless attack to get him out of the Marines, to make an example out of him. And he showed a lot of guts in being able to withstand it.
So what did he do, and how did this thing get turned around?
Well, he got a number of reprieves because members of Congress came to his rescue. Congress is where he eventually was able to make a difference through congressional hearings where the Corps couldn't defend itself. And everyone from Senator Biden, who is then chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Senator Rockefeller and Senator Bond, the Democrat and Republicans chairing the Senate Intelligence Committee, Senator Levin on the Armed Services Committee, they all rallied to his defense and rolled these reprisals back. time by time, but it didn't stop. They would just, he'd keep doing battles, but the war would persist. And finally, it kind of reached a head in 2011 when his clearance was yanked and he was suspended without pay, reassigned basically to his home without a salary. And the Office of Special Counsel filed a Whistleblower Protection Act stay request at the Merit Systems Protection Board, which granted it. And that 2011 administrative injunction basically was the turning point.
We're speaking with Tom Devine. He's the legal director for the Government Accountability Project. So now he is back, but it sounds like the Marines Corps, the powers that be, had not just grudgingly accepting him, but they are having a change of heart also.
Well, you really have to give the Marines credit for where it's due. As horrifying as the probably predictable harassment had been over the years, and it's not much different than in many other government agencies, what Franz went through, the terms they agreed to in the settlement are that inspiring. They've basically wiped the slate clean for him and made sure that his job won't be downgraded. They're allowing him to perform a lot of the old duties that he'd been stripped of. And probably what's most inspirational is they've appointed him to be on a team, a frontline member of the team that sets a new whistleblower policy for the Marine Corps and develops a training program to implement that policy so it'll take root. And frankly, I've been doing this since 1979, and I've never seen a government agency appoint a whistleblower to help develop the agency's whistleblower policy and train the managers and employees what it means.
So even though it was a long period of time and looked hopeless, I guess, at some point, then this is not just a case of one flew over the cuckoo's nest, but there really is fundamental change going on.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. We're keeping our fingers crossed. And Mr. Gile's not out of the woods either. His security clearance is up for renewal, and it's been pretty rugged investigation of him. Issues that had been routinely checked off in other years are now under a microscope. He still has his clearance, but he doesn't have access into the room where classified documents are kept that he needs to do his job. So he has to sit out in the hall outside of the office where all of his colleagues work. And we're keeping our fingers crossed that the new policy development will be a win-win for him and the Marines and the merit system, kind of a win-win-win. And we're optimistic that these remaining barriers to his security clearance status are going to be resolved. And we know the Marines are working on those, too. So it's not over, but we think we may be at the start of a new beginning.
And Tom, while we have you, yesterday the Office of Special Counsel released the fact that three of the high-level VA whistleblowers two of them had gotten their jobs back. One apparently took a settlement, as far as we can tell, is not with the VA anymore. But they did settle because Office of Special Counsel got involved there. That happened pretty quick, relatively quickly, because the VA scandal just came to public light, within the last year, although the issues go back further. Are you encouraged by what you're seeing happening at the VA for those whistleblowers?
Well, I think that's a good start, but what I'm really encouraged about is the bang-up job the Office of Special Counsel is doing, not just to back these whistleblowers, but to resolve the complaints through their alternative dispute resolution unit. When a whistleblower wins a lawsuit, there really is no victor. It pretty much ends up being a lose-lose. It's not realistic to go back and work for a boss you just defeated in a lawsuit. And the special counsel's ADR unit is settling these cases right and left on terms that both sides can accept and get back to working together and move forward. GAP has had six cases we brought to the special counsel's mediation unit, their ADR unit. Five of them have settled, and we're closing in on a sixth. And in each case, this means the whistleblowers wins more than just vindication and money by prevailing under the Whistleblower Protection Act. The whistleblower can go back to work then.
Yes, because at the VA, they have, in fact, there's one woman who raised the case of health care in the emergency room in Phoenix, is now got a job where she is overseeing health care quality.
Even before this latest public scandal, the special counsel had been helping VA whistleblowers that Gap represented. So I really can't express enough appreciation to how they're handling their duties.
All right. Sounds like a big glacier, though, in the government is maybe showing signs of melting, considering the law that was passed last year and some of these recent cases.
I think the real the development that will really cause a breakthrough is training and getting these rights to sink in and be respected. And there you have to give the White House credit. President Obama's open government partnership has assigned the Office of Special Counsel to certify that every agency in the government is training its employees effectively in what the Whistleblower Protect Act means, both for the rights of workers and their responsibilities on both sides of it, management and the employees, how to properly adjust to kind of a new era of freedom of speech within the government. And it's going to take a long time to do it, but this is the serious hard work that it takes to turn paper rights into reality. And up until the current administration, hardly anybody even knew about the existence of those rights, let alone respected them.
All right. Tom Devine is the legal director for the Government Accountability Project. As always, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.